Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the baby?
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce off the breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yes, and I am your host, V. Right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, TLBTalk.com. Free speech social network. You hate the censorship that Facebook is putting on the people? Well, get the hell off Facebook and join TLBTalk.com. No more crying. No more. No more whining. It's time for you to do your part. Join the movement. Free speech revolution. Yes, and this is pretty much a cold start for me today. Well, kinda. I mean, I just usually I'll have like some police brutality video or something like that. Get me started. It's like I don't have any soda today, so I have no caffeine. So I usually have something like that get me started, but. No, because I was thinking about, all the cool sound effect stuff I should be having on my show. I was finding some of that stuff. Those sound bite resources. And, I just came across some YouTube videos. I was just talking with Mike about it. The Street Fighter, like, actual people... on video, fighting each other, but somebody's recorded it and put sound bites over it. And it's hilarious. Some of them have graphics thrown on top of them, like fireballs and lightning bolts and stuff like that. It is pure gold. I'm just overwhelmed with joy and happiness this morning rather than piss and vinegar because of what the government's doing. Yeah, I don't know. I can see if we can revive the spirit of the show here. As far as where we start, well, I guess we can keep some satire, keep it comical a bit. I think we got to start first with some JP, well, I forget his last name, but Awakening with JP.
Good evening. People are dropping like flies from a mysterious killer called Unknown Cause of Death. So tonight we're bringing you a special report on this unknown cause of death killer so we can steer your thinking in the right direction. I like it when a good plan comes together. Unknown cause of death has even become the leading cause of death in Alberta, Canada, which is ruled over by Justin Trudeau. So just use your imagination on that correlation. In Alberta, unknown cause of death is causing even more deaths than heart disease, strokes, and diabetes combined. For a little more perspective, let's throw it over to a guy with an accent from our sister station in the UK.
The leading cause of death in Alberta is now... Go on, take a guess. Take a wild guess. Cancer, heart disease? No. The leading cause of death is cause unknown.
Unknown causes was the leading cause of death in Alberta last year. That category leads the way over dementia, which has been in the top spot since 2016.
You better hope you don't contract unknown cause of death because there's a lot of people dying from it. Let's hear more.
A couple of years ago, unknown cause of death was unknown. There were just a mere 500 or so, if you ever look at this graphic of unknown causes. Look at that. 2019, there were just 500 unknown causes of death. Now it's 3,362. The leading cause of death is unknown. You're more likely to die from an unknown cause in a first world society than anything else. There's a lot of unknown cause going around. What are the early symptoms? The warning signs of unknown cause. Beats me, nobody knows. That's why they call it unknown cause. What's causing all this unknown cause of death? Is it climate change? Transphobia? Or could it be...
No, it couldn't. We'll take it from here, buddy. As you saw in the video clip, compared to the number of deaths from unknown causes back in 2019, before the world changed... And thank you for all the improvements, New World Order. There's now 7 times more unknown cause of death deaths. And it would astonish you to find out how much we're not looking into what's causing the drastic rise of unknown cause of death. And we don't need to, because when we look at dead people, we can see that what caused their death was an unknown cause. That pretty much gets to the bottom of it, right? The deaths are caused by cause unknown. And the Thought Police want you to know that any further questioning will lower your social credit score. And when looking at the numbers from Alberta, we can see there are 49% more deaths caused by unknown cause of death than there are deaths caused by COVID. And given that COVID has given our leaders very good reason to keep us in a never-ending pandemic, you might be wondering, will they declare a pandemic emergency for this even deadlier killer? The answer is no. While this one is killing more people, it isn't really something to worry about. Trust us, we're telling you everything you need to know. We might as well just sweep this one under the rug because we wouldn't want to unnecessarily scare you. We wouldn't do a thing like that. And please don't look into this on your own. This just in. The CEO of Pfizer, who is quadruple boosted, has contracted COVID. I wonder how we got it. Back to the news. How can you protect yourself from this very deadly and specific killer called unknown cause of death? We'll tell you that in a moment. But first, let's take a look at some heartwarming news of athletes collapsing and dying on the field from heart issues. One America News Network, who are conspiracy theorists, and we're getting them shut down, reported that from March 2021 to March 2022, 769 athletes collapsed on the playing field from cardiac issues. The average age of those athletes is 23, kind of young for heart issues. Until now. It's just kind of the new normal at this stage. Let's take a closer look at how normal this is. As you can see, 500% more soccer players in Europe are dropping dead from heart attacks compared to 1 year ago. Why are all these young athletes dying from heart issues? Well, here's UK football legend Matt Le Tissier with some perspective.
The last year, it's just been unbelievable how many people, not just footballers, sports people in general, you know, about tennis players, about cricketers, basketball players, just how many are just keeling over. And at some point, surely you have to say, this isn't right. This needs to be investigated.
Don't worry, Matt. We're on it. And we have all the answers as to why these young athletes are dying from heart issues. We've looked into what we want you to think, and it turns out that both being young and exercising are now bad for your heart. Because these are young professional athletes in extremely good physical condition, which is bad for their hearts because it means they have both risk factors. Makes sense, right? No questions? Shut up. So if you exercise, we advise you to stop your self-destructive habit immediately because you're putting yourself at great risk because it's bad for your heart. You should have been listening to the body positivity movement all along because obesity is now good for your heart. We can only hope that our well-intentioned authorities will once again shut down all gyms in order to protect your health. Case closed. Right thought, police?
I'd have to laugh at that.
So once you start trying not to be young and stop exercising, what further steps can you take to protect yourself from unknown cause of death, the number one killer in Alberta? Well, the best protection is knowing about unknown cause of death. So here's how it works. Medically speaking, it works by way of a mechanism that just kind of gets you, and then you're dead. So if you see it, don't go near it. You can also call the mysterious killer by another name, SADS, Sudden Adult Death Syndrome, which makes it sound more official and less tyrannical. Aside from those pieces of very helpful knowledge, you'll also want to continue obediently listening to us as we tell you what to do, because we'll always steer you in the direction we want you to go while telling you it's in your best interest. That's it for tonight's special report on unknown cause of death. If your favorite athletes are still alive, watch them now while you can. The people who control us at the media publicly advocate for reducing the world's population. Don't think too much about that. We're hiding everything in plain sight. And here's Klaus Schwab on the beach wearing women's lingerie with no pubes, because why not? Good night.
Gotta have the pubes hanging out. Gonna be huge and bloated. Listen, I was on the Red Pill Nation last night after my show, and yeah, that was a lot of what we're covering today. Yeah. Body positivity. Hey, you know what? It's no secret, you know, I love a thick, super thick lady. But at the same time, you know, you got to take care of yourself. I don't like them unhealthy or obese, but super thick is just nice. There's a healthy balance, all right? You got to have enough meat on your bones so you can give up some of that to the baby that's going to be in you. So, anyways. gee whiz. I don't know. Yeah. Victoria's Secret. Right? Oh, I think I'm getting ahead of myself here. Oh, yeah. So, Victoria's Secret went woke, right? Went woke, go broke. Having fat models. But let's be honest. Let's be honest here. Let's, you know, their sales have been declining over the years anyways. You might as well sell to the fat ladies, right? I mean, if you're going to pay $100 for a pair of panties that you can fit on a 9-year-old, why not sell? Why not just do bulk? You can wear a pair of panties, sorry, buy a pair of panties that can fit, you know, I don't know, who's fat in the media? Ricky Lake? Man, I gotta update my stuff here. She probably lost weight since then. But anyways, some big woman. Alright? That's a lot more cloth. You can sell, right? Technically speaking, shouldn't you be selling to bigger people? You want to get rid of more product, right? I don't know. I'm just talking out of my butt here. But anyways, back to the real subject at hand here. Sudden death. Unexplained deaths. Might as well. But can we just... Let's just go into the next clip. And get it pinpoint. It's only 20 seconds here. Get it pinpoint. Because I don't want to have to do the math. The convoluted world population math. And all that stuff. Bill Gates. I just want that certain 20 seconds. That was really all about.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Okay. Lowering the population. Now, there's another one, there's another presentation that he did. He said he wants to lower the world's population by 15%. Again, he's very adamant about that 15%. Anything more than that would be highly suspicious, don't you think? It would be, you can't just blame it on, oh, well, it's unexplained. I think that 15% is just below the threshold of, well, you're paranoid if you think it's mass murder or genocide. Maybe people are just dying from unexplained illnesses. Or maybe they can just blame it on COVID, which has been in this decline more and more and more. I think it's pretty damn obvious, and I hate that we've gotten this far, but we've gotten as far as for those truthers of us, we can sit here and say, we told you so. We told you so. The population on the rise is unexplained. Athletes falling left and right. Entertainers falling left and right. The people itself. Normal people falling out left and right. Has anybody heard of any politicians dying? If you have, call on the show. Let me know. Because otherwise, I've not heard anything. There was a woman in Romania, there was a nurse in Romania, said that all the politicians over there got saline shots, while everybody else got the real shots. So if that happened in Romania, I think it's safe to say it's probably happened in other places too. Anyhow, we are going to take a quick commercial break here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys calling in, seriously. We're only going to do an hour show here, so just call in, let yourself be known. And, get things moving. Be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Bringing a lot to you and yours, ladies and gentlemen. My homeboy, yo, get at him, dog.
You don't wanna fuck with me today, cause a little something, something go your way. Yeah. Try not to be like that today, cause I'm a real motherfucker from round the way.
Come on.
And we don't give a fuck when we're rocking the place. We're only giving a fuck if you're invading the space. So
yeah.
Get your groove on.
Gotta get your groove on.
Don't keep us waiting too long.
Keep us waiting too long.
Don't you treat me like a toy, kid? Do you enjoy this? Every single second I'm alive, I'm a mess. Got these laser beam mic checks. Communicating through the genelec. High tech. If you wanna run now, don't wanna be that.
Yes. So, the unknown deaths. Yeah, that's it's unfortunate. And it's unfortunate with the level of denial that still exists. I mean, here we had Diamond and Silk. Okay, Diamond of Diamond and Silk. She passed away, I think, at the age of 51, or was 54, 51. And the whole vaccinated world said, oh, she died from COVID. Oh, she died from COVID. Looks like she should have got your vaccine. The flood of Twitter nonsense. The flood of Twitter. People on Twitter. Well, she died from COVID-19. Well, she died from a heart attack. For one, COVID-19 victims, people who die from COVID-19, die from flu cold-like effects. Okay? You know, sore throats, headache, body aches, the phlegm in the lungs, the mucus buildup in the lungs, can't breathe, pneumonia. Those are the COVID-19 symptoms, not heart attack. But yet, when the first famous unvaccinated person dies, the whole scared vaccinated community just, what? See, we were right. Which is absolutely ridiculous, because all the vaccinated people, we're hearing people every day dying from heart attacks. Young people. What's it called? Mitochondritis? Something like that? We're seeing an epidemic of it. Yes, I mean, it's not impossible. I mean, people died of heart attacks at a random age before in history. Yes. But now it's an epidemic. And it's pretty obvious to me, like I say, I've been zeroing in on this ever since DMX, rapper DMX. Why? Because I was so happy that he was going back on tour. I've never went to a DMX concert before. I planned on going to DMX concert. DMX went and got not only one, but two shots to make sure he would be cleared to travel the world. He died a week later. Same thing with MF Doom. I wanted to go see an MF Doom concert. MF Doom was in his 40s. He went and got the jab. Which is kind of weird, because he made a conspiracy song talking about all the government conspiracy stuff. I don't know why he would ever trust the whole COVID-19 shot, the whole... I mean, you got to know. You got to know. As awakened as MF Doom was, he had to have known something was up with the shot. I actually used to start my show with the song. I don't know if anybody remembers it or not. If anybody ever actually listened to my show back when I was at the other radio station, which will remain nameless. I don't know. Let me play it for you guys when we come back from break. But people knew about it then. Why is there still denial about this? How many more people have to die before this becomes investigated? I gotta know. All right, we're gonna take a quick break here. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There they go, feminizing men again. Then pretend they don't know when we know it. Xenoestrogen, exercise the gin. Keynote, lecture with a spin. Meant to get C-notes from end to end. Whoever used canola oil, your soul will boil. For a longer time and take a diet cola to spoil. I get what you're selling. Swelling from alien microfilaments to small gellins. Even if you're gelling, what's that in your melon? And what the hell is they spraying? No telling. Barium, strontium, aluminum. Well, drink responsibly, get the truth from dooming them. Can't trust the tap water, much less the kettle. A double entendre to the phrase, test your metal. The rest are settle, just to get fed well. As the living dead infect the red cell.
Blood and stuff in it, make his sticks wise boil. Snake oil sales, doorbell doctors, slip Mickeys. Trick you to strip to get gypped quickly. Kick me, you know it's getting worse. No help being upset, starting to curse first. Better off with a good sense of humor. Research to know what's the truth instead of rumor. Your partner doom is who will ride, or either do or die. Like farmer suicide, chew your pride. Might as well start them out in pro boxing. The force feeding them toddler food laced with excitotoxin. They did it like the funky worm, enough to make a turkey squirm. Mice making monkey sperm, or rice infused with diarrhea drugs. Wonder why his hair well shrugged. Hell's ears bugged, and it gets bugged about a minute. Question, will the Franken fools kill us? Or turn us into things off Thriller? Or dang gorillas? Breeds of a needless variety. In the name of greed, we get a seedless society. Flounder jeans in your tomatoes. Cod in your potatoes. Playing God retarded than Play-Doh. And as the juice gets sweeter, no use in being cute if you's a useless heater. Make it hard to keep your mattress clean. That was mean. Little froggies with sex changes for atrazine and aspartame and gum. Splendor is plenty fun. Left many strung. Agenda 21. I had your third eye cry or your side blown. Ride on. Forgot to sign the guidestone. Yours truly, all caps doom. Zoom if you're gloomy or boom to your tomb.
Fade it out. Yeah, so that is, that's enough doom. Pretty sure, listen to my show, you've heard that before, but if not, you heard it. That's the kind of guy, you know, I researched all that stuff. It's like, yeah, he's on top of this stuff. You know, for a rapper to be on top of this stuff, and then go get the vaccine, dies instantly. It almost seems like an assassination. DMX is somebody who hated the ATF. He hated the feds. Talked about killing feds and his music all the time. To me, seemed like an assassination. He's dead a week later. This Romanian nurse coming out to the public saying that all the politicians in her country that she administered shots to got saline. I mean, that, to me, that was going to be my theory from the very beginning. Really. That was going to... That was going to be my thing. Like, you had 23andMe and these companies selling your information. You know, for those of you who've taken the ancestral tests, selling it to the governments so that they can make biological weapons. If they have your genetic profile, technically, anybody with know-how can make a weapon, a biological weapon. They can throw it right in the middle of the population. It doesn't matter. It's only going to kill you and your family members. Nobody else will be affected. So, I thought this was going to be, especially how Bill Gates was putting it out there, you know, we need to lower the population by 15%. He goes over to India, kills a couple hundred thousand people, and wants to test out the next generation of on Africans in Africa. Even though this broke out, you know, ground zero is Wuhan, China. No, he doesn't want to test that over there. He wants to go and test it on black people because this comes from well-known eugenicist. Father was a eugenicist, racist. We see these things, and we make it, and it's obvious. Why aren't we appalled? I kind of think that's why this whole thing has been able to spread the way it has. I think in the back of the minds of, now I'm not going to say all white people are racist. I'm not going to say all Americans are racist. But okay, let's start there with Americans. As an American, you're okay with a tragedy happening somewhere else. You're okay with the slaughter and takeover of a Middle Eastern country just so that your gasoline is a dollar cheaper. You're okay with it. Now, let's expand that a little bit outwards. Let's expand that. As white people, you hear, oh, there's going to be experimental vaccination tested out on people of color in some other part of the world. You're okay with that. Just be honest. Just be honest about it. You're okay with that. When there's a crime against humanity, you're okay with that. But see, here's the kick. They didn't make the COVID-19 virus, they didn't bioengineer it just to affect one kind of people. And they did not create the vaccine to create deaths and a genocide within only certain minority races. Guess what? You've been infected. Guess what? You've been injected with the weapon. Now it's an issue. Now it's an issue, and it has created this divide of, you know, the vaccine deniers and the vaccine takers. You've been hit with the weapon. If these people weren't, if you didn't have a large portion, actually, let me say this in reverse. If this mass die-off of people, heart attacks and whatever, if these were all black people, it wouldn't have made the news. Let's put it that way. It wouldn't have made the news. All black and Hispanic, Latino, Indians, it wouldn't have made the news. The 200,000 Indians that Bill Gates disfigured and murdered hardly made the news. Now there's some white people dying, and yeah, okay, now it's going to be looked at. You may not get your answer right away, but at least the issue is there, and it's in everybody's face. Sudden adult death syndrome. What's that saying? You should always look out for somebody else. Because if when that person gets taken out, there's nobody else to look out for you. Here we are. Here we are. I mean, let's look at it. Mike, can you hit us up with the next clip, please?
It is a staggering number we never could have imagined. 1 million Americans now dead from COVID. And just moments ago, a moment of silence in the nation's capital. Lawmakers gathered on the Capitol steps to mark this somber milestone. Flags are being lowered to half staff across the country. This as cases and hospitalizations are back on the rise. New Jersey reporting its highest positivity rate since January, now nearly 17%. Connecticut is more than 13%, and New York more than 7%. Eyewitness News reporter Lauren Glassberg is in the newsroom with more. Lauren?
Sade, 1 million deaths nationwide, 112,440 of those in the tri-state area alone. Those numbers are hard to process when a little more than 2 years ago, things like positivity rates, PCR tests, and pandemic weren't really part of our vocabulary, let alone part of our daily conversation.
1 million COVID deaths. 1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable. Irreplaceable losses.
President Joe Biden addressed world leaders at a COVID summit today, the same day the United States reached the grim milestone of 1 million deaths due to the virus. He ordered flags lowered to half staff and urged for a greater commitment to fight the virus worldwide.
None of us who actually work on this type of problem expected that we would actually hit this type of milestone.
Dr. Jay Varma is an epidemiologist at Weill Cornell and has spent much of his career figuring out ways to predict pandemics. He says he couldn't have predicted how resilient this virus would be.
The virus itself has proved to be an unpredictably formidable adversary.
An unpredictable and invisible adversary that gained some advantage, he says, by a politicized pandemic response.
The fact that it was invisible, it turned things like masks and tests and mitigation measures and vaccines into something political, which has, I think, been a major contributor to why we've hit this very unfortunate milestone in deaths.
And even now, 300 Americans die each day from COVID. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who tested positive on Sunday, said in a statement about today's tragic milestone, "Let's remain vigilant against the virus and continue to look out for each other so we can move safely forward through this pandemic." And that is the point. We are still going through this pandemic. Hospitalizations are at their highest level since mid-March. And now next month, the FDA plans to discuss vaccines and whether they should be modified. And later this summer, we might have more information on how frequently booster shots may be needed.
Okay. So the problem is most of those people were vaccinated. So Mike, I'm going to put another one here in the chat. Skip the last one there and play this one. Because, I mean, when you can isolate it down to one state, we're seeing some numbers here. Okay? Go ahead and play that one, please.
We recently told you about an increase in deaths among the vaccinated in New Mexico.
And since the report aired, we've been looking for answers as to why this may be. Action 7's John Cardinale breaks down those details.
Shelley and Doug, we here at KOAT analyze the Department of Health's vaccination case data reports when they come out. We noticed an increase of 20 deaths among the vaccinated from one report to another. And so at today's Department of Health press conference, we asked, why are we seeing this trend?
According to a recent report by the New Mexico Department of Health, there were 26 deaths of vaccinated individuals from November 15th to December 13th, making up 18.4% of deaths during that time.
And this is a complicated process that a team of people undertake to take our surveillance data and match that case data to the vaccine registry data.
The November report showed from October 11th to November 8th, there were only 6 deaths connected to vaccinated individuals, making up only 4.9% of deaths during that time period. So why has there been an increase?
And so these processes can occasionally get delayed. And I think you zoned in on a period of time where there was a backlog of data to review.
Generally, the Department of Health will let us know when there is a backlog on their data. Take this COVID-19 update as an example. They note 7 of the deaths happened within the last 30 days. But on the reports we pulled, there was no note of a backlog.
So I think it's really important that just the principle of when you're looking at small numbers, they're going to jump. They can jump up and down in a short period of time. And there may not be a lot of meaning when those numbers jump up and down.
There is no doubt the data overall shows that there are more unvaccinated people dying of COVID, but we do analyze the smaller time periods and take them into consideration when we see trends. We reached back out to the Department of Health after today's conference for further clarification, and we're still working with them on an explanation. I'm John Cardinale reporting KOAT Action 7 News.
According to the latest vaccination case data report from the state, 16.8% of hospitalizations and 11...
Okay. So, from you got to treat that as a case study. So as a case study, you've got 20% of the population that's vaccinated that's dying. What's the point? If you had those numbers, if you can go back in time, would you not take the vaccine? Would you just try to have your natural immunity? I mean, I sit here, I tell you guys, they talk about asymptomatic. I never took the vaccine, and I hadn't been sick. I didn't get sick during this time period. Could I have been asymptomatic? Well, that's possible. But then that just means my immune system kicked the crap out of COVID. It wasn't worth my notice. Or maybe I didn't catch it. I don't know. But I didn't get vaccinated. But this is a serious, serious issue here. So let's talk about the warning signs of SADS. Okay, this is we gotta look at this. This because these aren't COVID warning signs. This is for your heart, and we need to make a distinction. So, Mike, please go ahead and play that one.
Hello, my name is Mike Ackerman, and I'm a genetic cardiologist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I also have the privilege of serving as the president of the Sudden Arrhythmia Death Syndromes Foundation, or SADS Foundation. On behalf of Alice Laura, CEO of the SADS Foundation, and all of our staff at SADS, we invite you to get to know us at www.stopsads.org as we join in the National Heart Awareness efforts for the month of February. Today alone, 500 to 1,000 Americans will die suddenly from sudden cardiac death, or SCD. Most of them elderly, and most due to coronary artery disease. However, 5,000 to 10,000 young Americans, defined as my age or younger, will die suddenly or unexpectedly this year. These sudden cardiac death in the young, or SCDY cases, although smaller in magnitude, are huge in impact, and their lost life years are substantial. There are many, many different causes of SCDY. One such cause is long QT syndrome, or LQTS, which affects an estimated 1 out of 2,000 Americans. Long QT syndrome is much more common than childhood leukemia, for example, and yet most people are much more aware of childhood leukemia than they are of long QT syndrome. Like childhood leukemia, left unrecognized, undiagnosed, and untreated, long QT syndrome can be life-threatening. However, when recognized, correctly diagnosed, and properly treated, the tragedy of long QT syndrome-associated sudden death almost never happens. In other words, long QT syndrome is a highly treatable condition. During this American Heart Month of February, the SADS Foundation would like to remind you of three important questions to ask and answer as we look for warning signs for long QT syndrome and some of the other causes of SCDY. Question number one, have you ever fainted suddenly, abruptly, without much warning, or had a sudden generalized seizure without much warning that occurred during exercise or when suddenly startled by an auditory trigger? If you had this kind of faint, this potentially danger faint, let your healthcare provider know. This is a very different faint than the normal, common, lightheaded, woozy, dizzy faint that 25% of all young people will have before their 25th birthday. We're talking about the sudden, without much warning, danger faint. If yes, let your healthcare provider know. Question number two, do you have a family history of unexpected, unexplained sudden death that has occurred before the age of 40? In other words, has there been a child, a sibling, a parent, a grandparent, or an aunt or uncle, cousins, or great aunts, great uncles, who've had an unexplained tragic sudden death, an unexplained motor vehicle accident, or an unexplained drowning? If the answer is yes, tell your local healthcare provider so that they can decide whether further evaluation may make sense. And question number three, although not a warning sign for long QT syndrome, but instead a possible warning for sudden death predisposing heart muscle conditions like hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or HCM, have you ever had consistent or unusual chest pain or shortness of breath that occurs during exercise? This isn't the shortness of breath and the wheezing of asthma or the chest pain of common typical chest wall pain. This is consistent, unusual chest pain, exertional chest pain, or exertional shortness of breath. If yes, tell your local provider. If you have answered yes to any or all of these sudden death warning sign questions, let your healthcare provider know to determine whether or not you should be seen by a cardiologist for further evaluation.
Okay. And I'm going to add to that because we're running out of time. And if you have also taken the vaccine, take all of that into consideration along with your vaccinated self. Okay? And we're seeing increase in the deaths because, and there was a jump from the first vaccine to the booster shots. Huge jump in the deaths. The first one didn't do the job right. You gotta keep, just look out for yourselves. Don't be in denial. You've been vaccinated. It's time to take care of yourself. All right, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B. Remember, in the land of surveillance, the name of the third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take your Red Pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going
to
say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of their women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.